It's Monday, the 2nd of March, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I've got lots of thoughts kind of floating around in my head regarding Audio Boom as an audio recording and publishing platform. There's been a lot of discussion about Audio Boom recently, particularly from the audio community who are active here on Audio Boom. And I kind of wanted to add a few thoughts of what I'm thinking about Audio Boom, the company, and what my thoughts are at the moment. So there's been a number of changes recently. Started a few months ago with a complete rebranding. The company that we used to know as Audio Boo, who was set up as very much a social audio platform. They're kind of the audio version of Twitter. The idea was to make it really easy to record and upload short audio segments at a good quality. And that's how the platform was built. This platform that we've used for years, that we're all part of the community, changed significantly when it relaunched as Audio Boom. There was some changes in leadership in the company. The company floated on the stock market and now has shareholders that it's accountable to. And I think those are the driving forces in this change. But whatever it is, the changes continue. And we've seen releases of the app come out, which are less friendly to the social audio side of things. And most recently, we've seen a huge change go in whereby Audio Boom are now forcing users to register on their website if they want to play audio content from the website. Now, this has been a huge blow to a large number of user content creators. I count myself among that population. You know, I've recorded a good number of boos, hundreds of boos. I've used the platform for years. I've advocated the platform. I've recommended the platform. You know, I speak at conferences. I tell people that it's a great platform to start podcasting from. And the platform is changing. It's very clearly changing. And I think the most eye-opening thing I've seen is an interview with Rob Proctor, who is the CEO of Audio Boom, which is available. The best way of listening to it actually would probably be to go to VI Podcasting on Audio Boom. The lovely Paul has shared the entire contents of that interview. And it's an interview with an investment company or somebody to do with the stock exchange following Audio Boom's declaration of their first trading results since going public. That is really eye-opening because it is clear from that interview that the platform is changing. It is no longer social audio. It is about getting professionally produced content and providing it to listeners and then looking to monetize that platform by advertising or affiliate links. It's nothing to do with user-created content. There's a comment, I can't remember if it's in that interview or if it's in something else that I've read recently, but somewhere they say they're trying to become the Netflix of audio, which is, again, very, very telling. You know, that's, you know, users don't produce videos and upload them to Netflix. Do they? Yeah, it's all about professionally produced content curated and provided to the viewer, and that's what I think Audio Boom are now setting themselves up as. They're trying to get professionally produced audio content, curate it and provide it to the listener. Again, you know, recently they've signed Russell Brand. They've got this huge, great exclusive deal with Russell Brand. That Rob Proctor merrily says, oh, he's definitely the audience that we're aiming at, you know. Okay, I'm not a Russell Brand listener. I wouldn't be. I'm not their target demographic anymore. And I very much was, you know, as a user who was recording audio, capturing moments of my kids growing up, sharing my audio blog. I was very much in the target demographic. But I think the most telling thing is about the number of registered users. The Rob Proctor interview, it's clear that one of the measures that they are announcing to stakeholders, one of their key metrics is the number of registered users. They've published it to the stock market. They've said we are going to have this many registered users. And again, I'm not sure if it's that interview or another one that I've read recently, but I read a comment that said, you know, in 2013, Audioboo had 25,000 registered users. And now, in February 2015, they're at 3.4 million. They've had a huge increase of registered users. The Rob Proctor interview goes on and on about Russell Brand and his 9 million Twitter followers. Clearly, this new wall that has gone in that you have to be registered to listen to the content on the website, they're trying to get a slice of Russell Brand's 9 million Twitter followers. Rob Proctor says it himself on his interview. And the problem is, I think, you know, within the community, we're kind of wailing and saying, oh, Audioboo, don't listen to the community anymore. The problem is, I don't think we're a big part of their user base anymore. If you think that most of the community have been around for a couple of years, we're probably in that 25,000 from 2013. 25,000 out of 3.4 million is a tiny percentage. You know, of course they're not listening to us. I think it's clear Audioboom as a platform has changed. And I think it's clear that the social audio is not a focus for them anymore. Now, we are lucky at the moment in that the way the platform was built, there is certain functionality that's core to the platform that means it still works for social audio. So the inherent RSS feed, anyone who signs up for an Audioboom account gets an RSS feed of their booze and an RSS feed of their followed booze, which means that you don't actually have to use the horrible Audioboom app to listen to your followed booze. You can use your favourite podcatcher, and that's what most of us in the community do. Also, functionality like Boomail. You know, I'm sure Audioboom would not implement Boomail right now. It's definitely not core to their functionality, but it's been there since the beginning and it still works. The DM functionality, again, I think it's been there for the beginning and so it's kept there as historic, but, you know, I don't know that we can count on it staying there. But I think, you know, I was talking to my husband John about this morning in the car. And we were saying, you know what, you know, it's very telling that Audioboom described them as aiming for the Netflix of audio. You know, that completely puts them out of the equation for user-generated content. Now, if they wanted to be the YouTube of audio, then user-generated content would absolutely be top of their priority, because that's YouTube's modus operandi, isn't it? You know, YouTube goes for user-created content, and YouTube manages to monetize user-created content and make money out of it. But that's clearly not the way that Audioboom are going. So I think my message to the community is, I think Audioboom is still the best platform for community audio. I don't know anything else that produces RSS feeds like Audioboom does. I don't know anything else with functionality like Boomail. I don't know anything else which gives you 10 minutes free recording time for life like Audioboom does. It is still, and trust me, I've looked into this, it is still the best place at the moment for sharing your own social audio. But I think we have to be prepared for it not to stay that way. And so, you know, me as a user, I have downloaded all of my Audioboos in MP3. I've got them all archived off on a hard drive. I have no loyalty to Audioboom. Whilst they carry on doing their thing and I can carry on doing mine, I'm happy. As long as my RSS feeds work, as long as I can work around this ridiculous requirement to be registered to listen, and there's, you know, I've written an if this then that recipe that is now just sharing a direct link to the MP3 file on my social channels rather than the Audioboom link. So I'm not sharing people, you know, I'm not directing people to the Audioboom website anymore, but I'm one of 25,000, not one of 3.4 million. So, you know, maybe that's not a big deal to them. As long as this stuff carries on working, I'll be sticking with Audioboom. But the minute they fundamentally break something like the RSS feeds or my ability to share the audio in a way that suits me, I'll be looking for alternatives. And there are alternatives out there. They're not as good, but I could live with them. You know, so I'm happy. I'm going to carry on audio blogging, whatever. But I don't feel any loyalty to Audioboom, and that's a very sad place for me to be as such a long-term user. But I'm about to run out of time, so that's kind of my thoughts, and I will talk to you all again soon. Bye for now.